All right. We'll start and give everybody that title again, Living Right by Yahweh. And I start us off by asking the question, what are we supposed to do? Because we live in a society that is upside down and not right side up. And I can remember riding a ride at Hershey Park that turned riders upside down several times during that duration of that ride. When the ride was finished, I had trouble once I got off because the kids love to get on roller coasters. I had trouble focusing and getting my balance and being straightened out again. It was hard to determine which way to walk. And what I'm trying to get at here is I think that what is or has happened to this society that we live in, everything has been turned upside down. It has been turned upside down morally, ethically, and physically in the society that we live in today. Nothing is biblically right side up. It is hard to live right side up in an upside down society. But all of us, brethren, we can live right side up if we want to. Society has no vision of how Yahweh looks at the system that we live in. Society sees everything totally different than what Yahweh expects of us. Society thinks it's proper to condemn, restrict, or ever eliminate a Bible-believing and teaching ministry. Think about it. I really want you guys to think about it here. Is it accepted by our society by a child to make their own decision as though they were adults? They can choose what is beneficial to them physically, morally, and emotionally. We see it on the news all the time of kids making their own choices and decisions. They can even choose a lifestyle that is completely opposed to the family belief system. Is our society a proper society to allow a perpetrator to have freedom to continue doing their criminal behaviors by committing misdemeanors, felonies? In most situations, it's depriving of personal rights in our society to restrain individuals from doing their own desire, regardless if it is infringing on the rights of others. Society embraces people's choices regardless of whether they are right or wrong, while restraining the only freedom to truthfully preach and teach the word of Yahweh. Society says that rights may not always be right to everyone, and the individual can decide for himself what is right and wrong for him. It is accepted by our society that a government officials can engage themselves in any type of conduct and not have to answer to the public for such conduct. We see it all the time. It is also accepted by our society that religions can be determined by society whether such is legitimate or not. When we look at anything from our surroundings or our own ability, we have a distorted view, and it won't appear like it does to Yahweh. When Yahweh chooses to perform his promises and his will in our lives, then everything is right side up. Remember, society will view it as being upside down. What I want you to do, we're going to study in these verses here today, okay? I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. That's what we're going to do. Once again, that's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Remember I said last time, you understand it more when you read it yourself. And verse 5 says, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh, and depart from evil. It will be health to your navel, and marrow to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance, and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your vats shall overflow with new wine." This portion of the scripture that I just read to us tells us that there is a way in which every one of us can live successfully and acceptable to Yahweh, even though the surroundings may not be conceivably acceptable to us. All right, I want you to notice again in verse 10, "So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with wine." We have to ask ourselves, is this verse still applicable in 2014? Of course it is. Full barns and full wine presses, they're plentiful, more than enough. How many of you would consider that to be living right side up? I know that I definitely would. Even if the whole society is upside down, we, the children of Yahweh, can still live right side up. Think about it, brethren. We are definitely the minority in our society that we live in. One of the things that we must do, we must trust in Yahweh before anything else. I wanted to look at Proverbs 3, verse 5 again. And that verse says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. Think about the definition of trust in this situation. The English word trust, and in Hebrew it means be confident or sure. Be bold, confident, secure, sure. Careless, confidence, hope, trust. A very interesting word that I found in this definition was careless. And how would that apply to being trusting? Us as believers who put total trust in Yahweh will appear to others to be careless in practice and thinking. An unbelieving person would think it very careless for a believer to place total trust in Yahweh for all our needs, with no regard to whether or not Yahweh would do what he has promised us. It would appear to be careless not to make backup provision in the event Yahweh didn't come through for us. When you announce to a non-believing society that you are going to live totally by faith, they will call you careless. If believers really place their faith and trust in Yahweh in the Bible manner, everyone else who think we are careless, they will think we are careless. Our assurance must be in Yahweh. When we say Yahweh plus man, then we limit Yahweh. I want you to think about Elder Davis's message the other day. And then he mentioned, you know, Yahweh may and probably will use man to bring about his desires for us. But man is only a delivery instrument and not the source of the supply. We have to remember that. Doctors every day, they do medical treatments. They are not performing some magical or healing procedure, but rather they are the conduit that Yahweh uses to bring about purpose. What am I talking about here? Trusting Yahweh before anything else. And trust has two applications here. And the first one I'm going to start with is faith. Trusting in Yahweh will require faith in Yahweh. With all your heart, you have to trust in him. That removes your own capability from the matter. Nothing you can do will make it any better or more sure. It must all come from Yahweh. Trust means that you are going to leave the whole matter in Yahweh's hands. Whatever the outcome is, you will accept as Yahweh is doing his own will. This means that we have to trust Yahweh more than our retirement plan, more than our employer, more than our own ability. Do you want barns that are full and our wine presses that are full? Trust in Yahweh by living by his laws. Once again, in Proverbs 3, I'll read that again. It says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, lean not on your own understanding. If we are leaning on self, then we're not trusting in Yahweh with all our heart. And here's the catch to this. You must accept the truth that everything about your understanding will get you into deep trouble. It's happened to me many times before. Just ask the person who leaned on his understanding. If you have any questions about it after, you can ask me, and I can tell you the times that I've been in trouble by leaning on my own understanding. We are not to rely on, because lean means to support oneself or to rely or rest upon. We are not to rely on or support ourselves with our own understanding. Our understanding is carnal and influenced by the world around us. And I said that the word trust has two applications. I just gave you the first one in faith. The second one is confidence. Trusting in Yahweh will require confidence from us. This is very important. Remember in the sermonette when we looked in Malachi, the sermonette that I did on the first high day, we looked in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And remember in there it told us that Yahweh said to prove him by returning our tithes to him. Returning, remember. We have to trust and be confident in his word. Confident that Yahweh can produce what he promises. Now I want you to turn to 1 John chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 14. Once again, that's 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Chapter 5, verse 14 says, "And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Once again, verse 14 says, "And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." We must remember to live right by his laws and commandments, brethren. He told us that he will produce if we give and live right by his will and his way. Says it plainly in the word. We also need to be confident that Yahweh will give the asked need, what we ask of him. Now I want you to drop down just one more verse into John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 15. And verse 15 says, "And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him." Once again, it says, "And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him." Without confidence, you don't trust in Yahweh. And I'm going to give you a very worldly example. When I was doing this sermonette, something came to mind of not having confidence for me. And it starts in March 2009. I'm a big UNC fan, North Carolina, Tar Heels. And in March 2009, at the Carolina Duke basketball game, Carolina was expected to just obliterate, just tear Duke to pieces. Totally dominate them. Carolina was stacked that year, and they were blowing teams out by an average of 15 points. Some had them fixed by as much as a 15-point favorite over Duke, which is not the typical thing in that conference game. As year in and year out, they always have neck and neck matches. And Amanda can tell you how I get when Carolina is playing. I don't want to be bothered. I need my peace and my quiet. I watched that game, and that whole game I was sitting on the edge of my chair. I was biting my fingernails. My hands were sweaty. And I told you this is a worldly example here, okay? I was nervous, and I was nearly sick at my stomach, as I tend to do get when they play. I was sick all over. Every time Carolina would make a great play, I would jump up and holler. Carolina did end up winning that game, 79-72, so that lets you know how I felt. And they eventually went on to win the national championship that year. But what I'm getting at is that I recorded that game, okay? And I watched that playback a few times. And you know what? Now I can watch it without any of those prior things. No fingernail biting. I don't have a nervous stomach at all now. My hands aren't sweaty. And you got to think about why the change in the demeanor. You see, I know the outcome. I know what happened in that game. I'm confident that Carolina will win that game each time I watch it because I've seen it. Before the game, I wasn't confident, okay? After I experienced it, I am now confident. That's where Yahweh wants you to be. He wants all of us to be like that in our confidence. He wants our trust in him to be so confident so that we don't get sweaty hands nor nervous stomach while waiting on him to meet our needs. By faith and trust, we know the outcome of everything that we are faced with. We can be confident that he will do the right thing for us in each and every situation. When one trusts in Yahweh with all your heart, that will remove all expectation of what man can do alone and without Yahweh. I wonder how many of us in here today that haven't taken your hands off of your life, how many of us haven't let go? If so, you must take them off and let Yahweh have full control. We, brethren, will never get to where we want to be in life, spiritually or financially, if we don't do that. What am I talking about here? Once again, I said the title of this message is Living Right by Yahweh. What I'm talking about here is living right side up in this upside down world. For 6,000 years, man has tried to do right without Yahweh and has done nothing but make this world worse and worse each and every day. Look at the state of our society and the world as a whole as it is today. So there must be another way. And that way is to trust in Yahweh with all of our hearts. I want us to turn to Proverbs chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 6 through 12. Once again, that's Proverbs 14, verses 6 through 12. Verse 6 says, a scoffer seeks wisdom and finds it not, but the knowledge is easy to him that has understanding. Go into the presence of a foolish man, and you shall not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. A trespass offering mocks fools, but among the upright there is goodwill. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tent of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end of it is the ways of death. Doing your own thing is despising Yahweh. Once again, I want to harp on what Elder David said in that message the other day about the ways of man. The time has been upon us confidently to live right by Yahweh's commandments, brethren. We have to. Another thing that we need to do, we need to commit to Yahweh in all areas of our life. We saw earlier in Proverbs, you don't have to turn back to it, but Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Once again, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In all your ways, when we look at ways in the context there, ways means a course of life or mode of action, conversation, custom, or manner. In every way, we need to acknowledge him as the one who will supply and protect us. You must acknowledge him as your only source of trust and or supply. We start this by returning to him. Once again, we start this by returning to him what belongs to him through tithes and by living by his commandments. We also need to be a good giver with all that you have. This may be the number one offer to us, brethren. That of failing to be a good giver with all our substance. Go ahead and turn back to me to Proverbs 3 and look at verse 9. We're going to turn back. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, and I'll read that. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Once again, verse 9 says, honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Did you know that if you break this requirement, you remove all of Yahweh's obligation to provide for you? I'm glad that I got into the tithing habit early. My wife and I have been married, and we've been together for almost 15 years now. But I'll be completely honest. I speak for myself. I didn't faithfully pay my tithes that whole 15 years that we've been together. But now I do faithfully pay my tithes. And I'm not here to say or to mean to be bragging or anything like that. I'm just saying that much of what Yahweh has done for my wife and I, for my family, is in direct proportion to us faithfully paying our tithes. I'm a true believer of that. And I could stay in here for hours upon hours telling you the goodness of Yahweh in doing so. And I'm glad that I have those stories that I could tell for hours of the good things that Yahweh has done and provided for us. And have we not been faithful in tithing, I'm convinced that we would not be where we are today. I'm truly convinced of that. Before I leave this sermonette here, I want us to ask ourselves something, brethren. Are we a good giver? Are we honoring him with all of our substance? Do we regularly and faithfully give the first fruits of all of our increase? If not, then you might as well just prepare to continue living upside down rather than right side up. It won't get better, but rather worse. So, brethren, I want to part you from you today, and I want you to ask yourself some other questions. Where are we at today? Is our life upside down? Is your future about as bleak as it could be? Ask yourself this last question. Why not turn it around and live right side up? May Almighty Yahweh bless us as we continue to progress in life. Oh, let me stop this real quick.